Washing Hands with Florence Nightingale by Pamela Cranston. No one dreamed she'd come back from retirement, but there she is in her long black gown, white apron, and small lace cap, pulling up the guards over her straight sleeves and making sure the towels are clean. She is standing by the sink, stern as ever, never giving an excuse nor taking one. I stand by her side, learning to wash my hands like a nurse. She watches, hawk-eyed, scrutinizing my every move. I let the warm water gush from the faucet as I rub my palms and fingers together, feeling the soapy lather slip and slide over my hands. Then I use a brush to scrub under my nails, washing the cuticles and the white half-moons rising in my nails' pink skies. People usually do this for 20 seconds by singing Happy Birthday twice, which she doesn't know and I don't like, so we compromise. When she washes, she sings the doxology. I sing Obladi Oblada, which she times with a stopwatch pinned to the chest of her white apron. Next, she makes me clean the countertops with Clorox wipes, letting them air dry to kill the germs. She inspects them as if she can see the microbes dying one by one. She tells me to do all this three times before I get it right, as if she was a Zen master, teaching the art of sitting or the way of tea. As if my life depended upon it, which it does, as if it could save the Crimean army or even the whole world. After this, she says, let's have tea and crumpets. Then we can say evening prayer. Of course, I say, I'll put the kettle on, bring out my best china, and serve the heartiest Assam tea. The barest smile flashes across her face. Yes, but we're not done yet. Then she marches me down the hall to clean the toilets.